From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, September 9th. Coming up, surfing isn't just an ocean sport anymore. Landlocked residents from Wisconsin to Central Texas are also catching waves. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Teachers in Champaign are set to get a nearly 15% raise over the next 3 years in their new contract. Fatima Ahmed is a Unit 4 school board member. She was involved with the bargaining process and says she was impressed with the end result.
As a university employee, and, you know, like when you look at the current climate, raises are hard to find. Jobs are scarce right now. And when I saw the type of raises that we were giving our teachers, it really made me feel really hopeful, really happy that we prioritized our teachers.
The previous contract included a 13% raise over 3 years. That was after more contentious negotiations that almost led to a teacher strike. The school board voted to approve the new contract last night. It's Bike Month in Champaign County. Local groups are hosting events throughout September to promote cycling in the area. IPM's Arjun Tucker has more.
First up on the calendar is Bike to Work Day on Wednesday. People in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and Savoy can check in at a station to meet fellow cyclists and get a free t-shirt. Gabe Lewis is a planner with the county's Regional Planning Commission. He says the goal of Bike Month is to foster a community around cycling and make it a more safe and welcoming way to commute and meet up with friends.
We want to celebrate existing bike commuters and recreational bicyclists, but we also want to encourage new people who may not have bike to work to give it a try.
Later in the month, visitors can also get free bike lights on the University of Illinois campus. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
You can find out more information about Bike to Work Month at ipmnewsroom.org. The El Nora Guitar Festival kicked off the Kranit Center's new season last weekend. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Brink has more on an act called Grateful Drag.
Oh, we came up all the way from Nashville just to play this, y'all. So stoked to be here.
The Kranit Performing Arts Center's amphitheater was packed with people dancing and singing along with Bertha. They're a Grateful Dead cover band from Nashville made up entirely of drag performers. Singer Melody Walker says the combination isn't as odd as you'd think.
If you've ever listened to it, the lyrics are quite like campy a lot of the time, and they have these like outlandish, colorful characters, and that works so well for drag.
Even in a state like Tennessee that passed a law to ban public drag performances in 2023, Walker says Bertha is here to stay. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
Tennessee.
The Trump administration is citing a hit-and-run incident involving a person without legal status that occurred in Urbana this year as part of an immigration and customs enforcement operation in Chicago and Illinois. The Department of Homeland Security announced yesterday it was launching the operation to target criminals in the state without legal status. The DHS says the action is in honor of Katie Abraham, a woman who was killed in a crash outside Carle Foundation Hospital in January. An immigrant without legal status from Guatemala was charged in the incident with drunken driving, reckless homicide, and leaving the scene of a crash. The DHS is accusing Governor J.B. Pritzker of protecting criminals in the state illegally and, quote, allowing them to roam free on American streets. In a statement, Governor J.B. Pritzker said the operation is more about, quote, scaring Illinoisans than fighting crime. Still to come, surfing isn't just an ocean sport anymore. Landlocked residents from Wisconsin to Central Texas are also catching waves. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 80 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees, a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 85 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, RFK Jr. and the second Trump administration have made major changes to public health in the United States and beyond this year. We'll talk about it with a Carbondale woman who formerly served as head of infectious diseases for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. When you think of surfing in the U.S., you probably picture California or another coastal state. But surfers in the landlocked interior are also catching waves. Harvest Public Media's Joe Schultz spent some time in the water and has this look at how surfers are riding waves on lakes and rivers, too.
Waves are crashing onto the beach as Andrew Jacobs gives a surfing lesson.
My goal for any surf lesson is that by the end of our time, you are going to paddle in, pop up, and ride your first wave. That is our goal. Not everybody gets that goal, so don't get discouraged by it.
The person he's talking to is me. And we're at Lake Michigan in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
So the footwork is like this one. Okay, yeah.
Yep, so basically what you're doing, right, is you are creating the space, you're stepping your back foot, you're stepping your right foot in front of there as you lift.
Steps, not jumps.
I managed to ride a wave for all of 3 seconds. Jacobs is used to teaching first-time Midwestern surfers, like me. He and his wife, Hannah, own EO Surf Shop in Sheboygan. The city has branded itself as the Malibu of the Midwest, but Wisconsin has something that California doesn't, winter. Jacobs says that's actually the best time for Great Lakes surfing because there are bigger waves.
We're out there surfing in the blizzards and in the snowstorms and everything else. So this last year, the longest window I went without being in Lake Michigan was just shy of 2 weeks.
Freshwater surfing has also been a boon for local tourism. The economic impact in Sheboygan County was more than $450 million last year. But Sheboygan isn't the only place surfers can catch waves hundreds of miles from the east or west coasts. Iowa has developed a surf scene of its own, but on rivers. Ty Graham spent much of the early 2000s lobbying local leaders to convert old dams along the river into whitewater parks. Charles City was the first that saw potential in the idea. The whitewater park in that community opened on the Cedar River in 2011.
Once we got Charles City up and running, people really started to catch on and go, oh, well, I get that. That's pretty cool.
At least 3 similar river parks have opened in other Iowa cities in the last decade. Graham says the projects removed old dams and opened up the rivers to wildlife as well.
This is helping to rebalance or rewild the ecology, and it's a viable economic resource and recreational amenity.
River surfing enthusiast Hannah Rajay grew up on a family farm near Manchester, Iowa. She surfed in oceans and lakes, but she prefers river surfing.
I've been told this from other ocean surfers that a good ride is 10 seconds, and I think it's similar in lake surfing. I can ride on my local river wave for 10 minutes at a time if I want to.
Even in Texas, where people can surf in the Gulf, a man-made surf park in the center of the state draws tens of thousands of visitors each year. Waco Surf's general manager, Mike Schwab, says the park offers consistent waves, while Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate.
When you've got a place like Waco Surf and you're trying to plan a surf trip with the family or your friends, you know that you're going to score beautiful, perfect, consistent waves because we've taken everything out of that equation. Like, we just go and hit a button.
Oklahoma and Nebraska also boast whitewater parks, and developers are eyeing Waterloo, Iowa for another. A University of Nebraska Kearney study found those parks can be a boon for communities, attracting 15,000 visits per year on average. Surfing in the center of the country is also about community, according to Joe Bitowid. While he surfed all over the world, he founded the Great Lakes Surf Festival in Muskegon, Michigan in 2017. Bitowid says the annual event on Lake Michigan attracts surfers from around the Midwest each summer.
It was the one day where people put everything aside and they come together and they share the camaraderie. To me, just the togetherness and the camaraderie is an incredible feeling.
He says the spirit around Great Lakes surfing is similar to California's surf scene back in the 60s and 70s. I'm Joe Schultz, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Arjun Tucker, Sam Rink, and Joe Schultz. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.